Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying the Bible basics about authority and submission. There are basically two types of authority: God's authority, which is the ultimate authority and absolute authority, and delegated authority, which is all other authority that you and I will deal with in the earth. It's authority that's been granted to a person by another, either directly given to a person from the Lord or given to a person as a delegated responsibilities from another person in authority. God's economy dictates that every human being live a life of submission to authority. In our culture, the word submission or submit is a very unpopular term, and to the carnal mind, it would seem as if it was something that a weak person would do, submit to another person, be under submission to someone else's dictates. And yet, in God's way of doing things and in God's design, submission is a necessary part of receiving from God, receiving God's blessings in our life, and having victory in our personal lives. James 4:7 says, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God." The first type of submission that every person must come to terms with is a decision to submit themselves to God directly. Now, there are many Christians who would say, "Oh, I'm submitted to God, but I'm not submitted to any human being." And this would be an error. This would be a deception that they are under, where they feel that they can be submitted to God and not submitted to any person. Because submission to God's designated or delegated authorities on the earth, whether they're a spiritual leader, a pastor, that husband is the head of the home, or a boss or employer, or some government official, submission to God's delegated authority is submission to God's authority, because God is the one who established the order of authority in the earth. We know from Romans chapter 13, verse 1, that there is no authority except from God, by his permission, his sanction, and those that exist do so by God's appointment, the Amplified Translation tells us. So authority in the earth is established by God. That doesn't mean that every person who is in authority is godly. On the contrary, there have been many ungodly governments, and yet God himself said that no person, not even a king or government official, has a position of rulership without his sanction. It doesn't mean God approves of it, but God allowed that particular governmental authority. We see this example in the Gospels when Jesus told Herod he did not have any authority except what had been granted to him from above. And he told Herod that when Herod said, "Don't you understand I have authority to release you or authority to crucify you?" And Jesus' response was, "Don't you understand that you only have authority because of God himself?" God allows authority structures in the earth through human beings. Those human beings have a free will, and they can be in authority in a godly way, or they can choose to ignore God's way of doing things, and they can operate in their position of authority in an ungodly way. So God, in that sense, has allowed human authority to be in the earth. It doesn't necessarily mean that those authority figures have God's stamp of approval. But nonetheless, we are still required by the Word of God, by God himself, to submit ourselves to the authorities in our lives. First of all, James 4:7, submit yourself, therefore, to God. And when you do that, you will find yourself submitting to the authorities that God has placed in your life. And this includes employers. For instance, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 18, we find these words, "Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and the gentle, but also to the froward." And that word means disobedient, which basically implies that God is telling us, serve our masters, or in our case, employers. Serve our employers with reverence, with a respectful attitude. Be subject to them, it says in 1 Peter 2:18, or be submissive to them, not only to the good employer, not only to the generous employer, but also to those who are disobedient to the word of God, to the froward, which means disobedient. God calls us to be respectful and submissive to those in authority over us. Now, if those in authority over you direct you to do something that is absolutely contrary to the word of God, it is those exceptions that we have where we can have a submissive attitude but disobey their directive or their commandment. Submission is an attitude. Obedience is an action. And our obedience ought to line up with our attitude or our submissiveness, except in the cases where the authority in your life has directed you to do something ungodly. If your employer tells you to cheat to cover up certain things that the company doesn't want the auditors to see, for example, you can have a submissive attitude, say, I respect you, you're my boss, but my convictions, my personal convictions, absolutely forbid me to be dishonest in this area. And God will honor your submissive attitude, and God will bless you for being submitted to God's ordinances, His requirements on your life. So you can be submissive and at times have to not obey a certain directive from those in authority in your life. If a parent told a child to do something that was ungodly, the child who is under the authority of the parent, we know from Ephesians that a child is told, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And yet the child can maintain a submissive attitude. I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. But I cannot lie about that. I cannot steal. I cannot cheat on my homework. Whatever it is that perhaps a parent would try to get a child to do that was ungodly. A child who had that understanding can maintain a submissive heart and yet disobey in the cases where he or she is being directed to disobey God. We must first obey the Lord. But in the general sense, and in most cases, it will be acceptable in the sight of God, and it is required by God to be submissive to those persons who are in authority over us. We are told in the scriptures in multiple places in the New Testament that we are to obey or be submissive to governmental authorities over us. In Titus chapter 3, verse 1, it says, put them in mind to be subject or submitted to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers but gentle, showing meekness to all men. Being subject or being submitted to principalities, powers, magistrates is referring to governmental officials. We see this same principle echoed by Jesus. When the Pharisees came to him and asked him whether they should be paying taxes to Caesar or not, they were trying to trick him into saying that they should disobey the government. And they knew that the law said you had to obey governmental rulers. Matthew 22, verse 18, but Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, why do you tempt me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax money. And they brought him a penny. And he said unto them, whose is this image and inscription? And they said, Caesar's. Then he said to them, render to Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. And the idea that Jesus was putting forth is, yes, you do have to obey those in authority over you who are in governments who may even be wrong and evil, as long as the directive that they are giving you doesn't violate a direct command of God. And paying your taxes does not violate a direct command of God. On the contrary, not paying your taxes definitely violates even the words of Christ in Matthew chapter 22. So we cannot use, well, our government is wrong or evil as an excuse not to be submitted and therefore fostering a rebellious attitude in our hearts, which will bring you outside of the place of God's blessing. It'll remove you from God's place of blessing. If you submit yourself to God's designated authorities in the earth, and that includes parents if you're a child, husband if you're a wife, employers if you're an employee, government officials for any person, etc., then you have come to the place where you are submitting also to God. And this is vital to understand. With regard specifically to employment situations, many people have developed very resentful attitudes towards their employers. And of course, in a place of resentment, rebellion is fomenting in the heart. And God was very clear about this and in several places addresses this. Colossians 3:22 says, "Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh." And it goes on to say, "Not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." This clearly states that employees should obey their employers and have an attitude of submission, and that by doing so, God will bring you the blessing. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.